You're listening to SBS News.
Ultra-fast broadband will soon become a reality in Australia with the announcement of a $4.5 billion upgrade to the national broadband network. The federal government is promising internet speeds of 1 gigabit per second for up to 75% of households and businesses by 2023. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says the network will be boosted by fibre to the home connections.
What we've been doing is methodically rolling out the network. We've been methodically building up the business, increasing the cash flows. We've proven out the business model, the revenues, the cash flows. And on the basis of that, and on the basis of clear evidence of consumer demand, we're now taking the logical next step in the evolution of the network.
The move has drawn criticism from the Labor Party, which announced a similar proposal in 2009. Under Labor's original plan, there was going to be fibre to the home for every household, but the coalition scrapped the idea in 2013. Instead, the coalition opted for a mix of technologies, arguing it would be cheaper and faster to build. Labor's communications spokeswoman, Michelle Rowland, says Australians have been lied to.
Today's announcement about the NBN is the most extraordinary, wasteful, humiliating backflip in public policy in a generation. For over 7 years, the Liberals have been telling us that Labor's vision of an NBN, that our delivery of a fibre-based model to Australians in order to meet their needs as consumers, as businesses, as students, was not achievable.
Former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who introduced the plan for fibre to the home, says Australians deserved the fibre network all along. Speaking to the ABC, Mr. Rudd says Prime Minister Scott Morrison's administration should be given no credit for the policy.
This is a massive waste of taxpayer dollars in terms of lost opportunities on the way through, but also the interruption of the construction process. The Auditor General should have a strong, hard look at this.
Critics say costs have blown out and consumers will pay the price. Mark Gregory, a telecommunications expert at RMIT University, is concerned the upgrade will widen the digital divide. Associate Professor Gregory says only those who can afford the cost of a high-speed internet plan will benefit.
Today, someone that's on Telstra cable is getting 100 megabits per second for about $80 a month. And under the NBN, that's going to be about $100 a month. And so there's a $20 a month cost blowout because of all of these, these time and cost blowouts related to the NBN.
The government says the package will provide fibre services in regional areas, helping to support local businesses. Internet access is of particular concern for Caleb Bright, a business owner in regional New South Wales. Mr. Bright, who is based in Yass, says many in the region are experiencing poor connections. He says those living remotely need to be more connected now than ever before during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I do believe we are quite disadvantaged regionally, and it's more and more apparent with having the more and more people on the services and trying to work from home at the moment.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.